As the beloved Kuan Yin speaks her heart to us all, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless her with such love as can only go forth from those who have been through the experiences that watch mankind through the centuries go on in suffering when the great door to God's immortal freedom ever stands open to those who will turn their attention that way and abide by the law. Beloved ones of the light, great is my privilege this afternoon to speak my heart to you, to pour my love through you, and to demand the light and the assistance of the cosmic law that helps life to free itself from that which has been imposed upon it through the centuries in this world. And I want you to feel that while in the great love that it is my privilege to pour forth on the demands which I make upon the cosmic law for mercy to come to the assistance of life, yet I have much to do with the activity of law in this world. The divine law, as it governs the whole system, must one day become the outer law of mankind's daily existence. The divine law must become the authority of mankind's outer activities. And that must come of their own free will, because naught else will give them either justice, nor protection, nor assistance. Therefore, I am much concerned with activities of outer law that impose upon mankind their frightful atrocities to life. And it is my privilege and my joy, wherever possible, to call legions into action to undo the damage done by human law. Because all law that is just in your outer legal procedure, all that really blesses mankind, is but the restatement of the divine law of eternity. And all that has been imposed upon the legal procedure of your land to use the machinery of law, so to speak, for the selfishness of individuals and to gratify their desire of destruction, for destruction. That becomes the tool of the sinister force to whip mankind with fear, to make them do destructive things. And it is my joy to be the authority for the annihilation of much of that. In my own beloved land of China, for many centuries, have I tried to bring divine justice to people in legal channels. And I render that service to the earth, wherever mankind call unto me, or will give me the opening whereby I can bring the authority of cosmic law into the physical octave to act for the individual in fulfilling the great divine plan. So while my keynote, so to speak, is love and mercy to life, yet in legal channels, surely that is where I am needed greatly. And my sister, the goddess of justice, shall ever have my devotion, my assistance, and my everlasting love and gratitude for all that she means to the earth. And you, who are the beloved of the mighty Saint Germain, you who are his family of freedom to life, I say to you, go into definite, concentrated action to demand the annihilation of all that is not God's law to the earth. And you will see the tool of the sinister force in many channels lose its power and the people released from its clutches. It is a veritable network of intrigue and selfishness and depravity and destruction in the hands of the sinister force. Therefore, withdraw by conscious command all activities of law in the outer life by which destructive forces can control nations or groups of individuals to the detriment of life. That truly would be a great mercy to the earth, and it surely is a service of love much needed in the network of human activities. Try to realize, precious ones, there is only one real authority in all creation, and that is God's law of perfection, the mighty I Am Presence in its eternal authority to all life. That is the only law that is eternal. Therefore, the only law that is all-powerful. Because human law is not eternal, therefore not all-powerful, regardless of the selfishness of all individuals. And if I were you, I would definitely demand the withdrawal of all human law from the governing activities of your nation, and all power from legal channels to any longer impose under the activity of law the frightful things upon life that have gone on in those channels. Now, do not misunderstand me. When people are wholly destructive or have been vicious and are misusing the great God powers of life to do damage to their fellow men, then your outer physical law that insists on controlling them to keep that from going on, after all, that is part of the divine law that seizes and binds the destruction so it cannot expand and injure others. So do not get the idea that all physical law is wrong, because it isn't. A great deal of it is the statement of divine law. But the thing that is necessary is to cut away from legal channels that which has been brought about to produce confusion and deliberately provide a way and means by which persecution and injustice can go on in a nation under the guise of governmental authority. Therefore, when you demand all authority of human law withdrawn from the nation and the people, and demand the immortal law of divine justice and eternal perfection become the legal procedure of your land, become the legal authority of your government, become the controlling force that governs the people, then you begin to set your national house in order, and you will give many of us great opportunity to remove the incessant creation of further hate and viciousness through argument. Your courts of law are just a mass of whirlwind of words in argument that stir up discordant feeling and build one volcano after another that prevents divine justice being given to those who look to your legal channels for assistance against the wrong in other people. Withdraw all so-called protection of human law from government officials and all within your borders that foster destructive activities, and demand the divine judgment of cosmic law become the authority of government, the control of the people, and the direction of your business activities and outer daily action that has to go on as a great activity of life. Demand the withdrawal of human law. Demand it replaced by the victorious presence of eternal law, of divine justice, of ascended master control, of immortal protection of all that is constructive. And then when you demand divine justice hold its balance within your government, within your people, within your daily outer world activities, then the goddess of justice has something through which to pour her power to give you that which produces perfection. The outer activities of mankind are such that they must be regulated by governmental authority as yet, until the illumination comes to individuals strong enough to be the impulse that always releases the light and is the strength to make them do the right thing at all times. And not until the change is over will that take command. So until then, if you make the call for the annihilation of all human law and demand it be replaced by the immortal law of ascended master divine justice on the victorious authority of the cosmic Christ, the mighty iron presence of the great central sun, to be the governing power of your nation, and you demand the law of the violet flame to be the controlling power in government, to be the controlling power in the people, it will give us many opportunities to correct conditions that to you now seem impossible of correction. Then can you have the Elohim of peace as an authority governing your land, together with others of the ascended host, will bring your national house into divine order and set the pattern for that which is to be followed for the rest of time. All mankind's creation is so frightful. It is so without reason, without any excuse for existence, that there must come cosmic authority and power whose action of the law is invincible against all human creation, that now moves into outer action the authority of our octave to command things here until changes take place that will bring permanent correction. But precious ones, guard your feelings that you do not accept that the wrong conditions of the physical octave as they exist today are inevitable control of you. Now, don't accept that. Sometime every day, stand with your arms to your presence and demand the immortal law of the ascended master's octave become now the law and governing control of you and your world. Then you will live in our world, as it were, and clothed in the great pillar of substance from our octave that makes you one with us. And at that, in that way, you automatically, by our radiation, become master then over the wrong conditions in the physical world. We try to come at this explanation of the law from many angles. And at no time in the history of the earth has there been so much given for the illumination of those who will give us their attention, as has come forth under the direction of the mighty Saint Germain over the last 18 years. It's the most remarkable thing in all the ages that such an avalanche of material has been given to mankind with the accompanying radiation that will carry into each individual's world the power to do what the ascended masters instruct and explain. Try to command yourselves awake to the full acceptance of the ascended master's law, authority, and power in your life and your world to dissolve your problems, to clear away all limitation, and you take possession of your own, which is the immortal freedom of your beloved I Am presence, and know that it is the law, the authority, the power of immortal perfection for you, and is at all times the intensity and the strength of the light that you need to stand against the destructive conditions as they exist in the outer world today. Then when you say, I am the law of ascended master perfection, and I demand my world be held under the activity and control of that law, then you give all power to your presence and the ascended host where it belongs. I know it is not easy in the outer world's chaos of today to hold your own against those things, but dear hearts, you might just as well make up your mind that someday you've got to face it. Regardless of conditions in the outer world, someday you have got to give all power back to your beloved I Am presence and to the ascended master's octave. Then that becomes the law for you, because when I say all power, I mean all energy of your outer self and your world, all substance of your outer self and your world, you give back into the control of the mighty I Am presence. Then if something in the physical seems to be an authority or attempts to intrude its discord upon you, you turn to your presence and say, I have given you all. You are my law, you are my authority, you are my source, you are my all. I give you all. And then I ask your presence, my higher mental body, to be the law that governs this situation. The power will flow to assist you. Long, long, long have we waited through the centuries for this cosmic cycle into which you have now entered to take its dominion in the physical world. And while turmoil is terrific, there is no question about it, yet the encouraging thing is that the destructive forces are facing their end. Their evil is so great that it can consume itself almost at any moment whenever the great cosmic law sees fit to intensify the light in the atmosphere of Earth by releasing cosmic light substance. Destructive forces can be bound within themselves on the very intensity of their own rebellion will consume them. That is why evil always destroys itself, provided you can leash it to stop its expansion. Then you compel its own action within itself to explode and consume itself. All force under pressure, if it's allowed to continue to build, automatically shatters itself sooner or later. And so it is with these destructive activities. Now, when you take your positive dynamic stand that your beloved I Am Presence in its immortal authority and power of perfection, and that of the Ascended Master's octave is now the law of your outer self, your being and your world. And you say, I am the law of immortal power of Ascended Master perfection here. I am the law of the victorious Christ. I am the law of immortal protection to all that is constructive. I am the law of ascended master government of my world. I am the law of power without limit to control all constructively. You give these commands, you give this acknowledgement, and see for yourselves the sense of power that comes into the outer self. When you say, I am the law of perfection's flame, and I am the law of immortal protection, forbidding the approach of that which is human, and I stand the master of authority and victory of all that is divine, I am the law of perfection's flame. Then, when you demand the instantaneous physical manifestation, as you pour your love to that presence, will you find what the world calls miracles becoming your everyday experience. And we want you to enjoy them, for miracles are very enjoyable, I assure you. And I would love to flood them to your world. I could have a very happy time if you keep up this acknowledgement. Won't you make me happy? Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. Now, the mighty Saint Germain told you long ago that all beings of perfection are obedient to the law of the sphere in which they abide and act. Therefore, since your physical octave is in such chaos and it needs purity and divine order, when you demand the ascended master's law, become now the action of your own being and world on the control of the energy and substance wherever you move, then many, many situations will become for you the most surprising miracles and victories of freedom, which you really crave. When you demand the ascended master's law rule your world and the ascended master's authority forbid the entrance of the chaos of the physical world, well, it will be so. I am going to get this into your mental and feeling world with all the power of the universe before I'm through. And precious ones, when you say to the beloved mighty I Am Presence and to any ascended master, what you desire manifested in order to fulfill the divine plan that they wish manifested in the physical world, try to make the outer self understand that the moment you have made that call to the greater life for its power and perfection and authority to fulfill its own divine plan here, try to know that that life answers you instantly. And if the thing seems not to appear in the physical octave, then turn to your presence and say, my beloved I Am Presence, whatever there is in me or in my world that delays the entrance of the fulfillment of this call into my world, I demand you annihilate it. That you and my world become one with the ascended master's authority of life. Many times, individuals have decreed enough to produce almost instantaneous manifestation. But sometimes the attention is turned to something else temporarily, or the feelings disturbed to the degree that for the time being you have withdrawn the stream of energy that was producing the manifestation. And if it has occurred, don't condemn yourself. Just say, well, I call on the law of forgiveness. I am the law of forgiveness. Now, my beloved I Am Presence, you are the law of perfection for me. I have called for the fulfillment of your divine plan. Now take out of me and my world whatever prevents the instantaneous manifestation and fulfillment in my affair. And when you demand that the presence take out of existence everything that interferes with its own divine plan fulfilled, why wouldn't it answer? I want to convince you and keep at this thing until you realize the moment you demand the fulfillment of the divine plan of your presence and the ascended master's octave concerning anything you desire to do, there is no delay in your presence. There is no delay from the ascended master's octave. And if there seems to be delay or obstruction in your feeling world or your affairs, take that thing in hand and demand whatever power of the sacred fire is necessary to annihilate all that dares to delay or interfere with the manifestation of the great divine plans, love and happiness and immortal perfection to you and through you and to all to whom you wish to expand that joy. Why, nothing in the universe has any right to interfere with you expanding happiness to any part of life you desire. Why, it is absurd. I tell you, when you take that attitude toward human creation, you will shatter it almost on the moment. When you have called to your presence and to us for the fulfillment of the divine plan of anything you desire, and then there seems to be delay or obstruction, arise in the authority and dignity of your own beloved I Am presence. And releasing the feeling of how absurd it is that such a manifestation should dare to interfere with the instantaneous release from your presence of anything it wishes to do, or anything the ascended masters wish to accomplish. As soon as you're thoroughly out of patience with that thing and you forbid its existence, you will soon find the instantaneous acceptance of the fulfillment of your call. And then will your accomplishment go forward in leaps and bounds, and you'll do 1,000 times more in a year than you've done thus far. Now, if you want to have 1,000 times more activity this next year than you have had this last year, well, that's for you to decide. You might have felt that you had about all you could utilize, but you'd be surprised. If the obstruction were out of your way, if the delay were not permitted, and if you never knew exhaustion or discord, why, my dear, things would go forward. Well, just there'd be scarcely any effort at all in the all itself, except the great enjoyment of the activity of doing the thing. We want you to come to that. We want all power of your being and world to be charged with the divine plan fulfilled, to do the will of your own beloved I Am presence and the ascended master's octave, that wherever you abide, the law of the mighty I Am presence, the ascended master's perfection, becomes your world. You move within it. You are immortally invincible in your ever-expanding perfection, and you are the authority of the law of your own life that forbids the human existence in your world ever again. Then will you have permanent joy, permanent happiness, permanent enjoyment of your own activity. And their hearts, your presence and the ascended host will take you at your word and expand perfection into your world that you do not even know exists in the universe today for you. And yet it is waiting to serve you. It is waiting to make you happy. It is waiting to make you the power of freedom to give to others that which will always raise them into the fulfillment of their divine plan and take them forward toward the ascension. It is a very great privilege and joy, my dear ones, to live so close to your own I Am presence and to us, that only the divine plan ever receives any attention or acceptance from you. Then will you really know where the powerhouse of life abides. And power on the instant will flow to assist you and take you to the victory that is eternal. Then you may go forward and help us to build the incoming civilization to the heights of ascended master perfection. And the law of the beloved I Am Presence becomes the governing authority of the whole incoming cycle. And the great love of the sacred fire takes possession of its own and draws all into the heart of its flame and makes everything you do in the outer world the joy and the perfection that life intends for you. If you take that attitude to anything that is wrong in your beings and worlds, life never gave that permission to exist in your world. And if it seems to be there, well, then the authority of your life can flood it with whatever is necessary to make it become the perfection that fulfills the divine plan. Then nothing but love can abide in you and your world, and greater will become your freedom and your mastery over all conditions that you contact while you yet remain unascended. Now with my heart's flame of love to you, and with my call that the immortal law of the Ascended Master's octave now become the governing authority in your world and your nation and this earth everywhere, let us go forward and demand the fulfillment of the law, the Ascended Master's law, in the physical world until the love which that law is to all life reigns through all governments, reigns through the people's feeling, reigns supreme in this world, and controls all in the divine balance that brings divine justice to life and the living of perfection becomes the natural way of your daily existence, the natural condition in which all mankind abide until the Ascended Master's octave and yours are one, and you walk and talk with those blessed beings from our world. That ever point you to the heights of creation and ever bring you joy that none others can give. No one can bring the gifts and the joy from the Ascended Master's octave to you except the Ascended Masters. And therefore, as you demand that your presence divine plan be fulfilled in and through you each day, that divine plan contains within it the Ascended Master's love and gifts of greater perfection to you. For your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Masters are partners in life and are forever seeking an opening whereby they can pour more of their blessings into your outer use, that your world may become like them, and happiness and mastery and the victory of all that is beautiful and wonderful and true becomes the ever-expanding activity and love of each one's daily life until the shadows are gone and you realize you are disconnected forever from that which has been the distress of the past. It will be so natural. It will be so wonderful. It will draw you on with such magnetic power of its own love and perfection that you will scarcely know when you have stepped from the shadows into the light, except that you will see your way clearly, know the power of perfection's flame, and be so occupied expanding its joyous activities that you will never again look to the shadows, and you find yourselves free in the light and the love and the obedience of the Ascended Master's world and your presence, no longer behind the veil. No veil will exist between you and your presence. And the daily activities which you will enjoy then in the use of the greater powers of your own life, will you want all mankind to step into that same perfection, and your joy will come in raising them until they too enjoy the freedom of everlasting peace and perfection. Let this become the law of you and your world, the law of the violet flame, the law of divine justice, the law of the divine plan fulfilled is the law of love to life with the authority and power that commands the human annihilated on the divine ever served in the adoration that belongs to life. That beloved I Am presence that has given all and always will give all, that produces happiness and never asks anything of you except that you give it your attention, that it may give you greater happiness. That is the law of God's universe and the way you were intended to live. Therefore, call its law and action and authority in the physical world to fulfill its own divine plan and forbid the approach of the human ever again to disturb you. Then the great Elohim of peace, revealing to mankind the glory of his radiant countenance, his sunshine presence, will once again possess the earth and bring the dominion of peace that illumines all in the great forward movement of perfection and activity that is forever expanding. May he come soon and shed his radiance again upon the earth till his sunshine presence has consumed the shadows. And the next time he comes, it is to stay for eternity. And as one of the seven mighty Elohim, take up his residence until the world returns to its luminosity and peace once again sings its victorious praise to all who have helped to set the earth free from the shadows. Thank you. May my love abide with you, my mercy and my forgiveness become the law of your world's happiness, and the peace which only love can give illumine you and your world until you blaze its power everywhere to help the rest of life be free in that peace also. Thank you so much. Beloved Kuan Yin, thank you for your love through the centuries. Thank you for your encouragement and your power of the cosmic law to the earth. May we at all times stand in your presence, and your knowledge and power of that law come into the physical octave and consume everything that does not fulfill the great cosmic law of love's perfection. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask the enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us, while we are absent one from another, glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such immortal love and victory of the cosmic Christ. Beloved Kuan Yin's immortal authority, her divine love and compassion, and her authority and power of the cosmic law to the earth, that the beloved goddess of justice may at all times blaze through us and around us her immortal divine justice, till divine order reigns everywhere and the divine plan fulfilled manifests the control of the great cosmic law throughout all centuries to come. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever power you know is required. Make us the manifestation and the example of the great fulfillment of the divine plan, and give us power to set life free wherever we move, until only the victory of the light blazes everywhere. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, beloved Kuan Yin. We do ask you to make us see and feel and know and understand as you do all that the ascended masters have told us and all that is required to bring forth your victory and beloved Saint Germain's freedom to life and fulfill the law, that we may be its examples and stand before the world the mastery of its perfection. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your presence with us, your visible, tangible presence with us at all times. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with that sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever is necessary to annihilate the human, move us forward the victory of all that is divine, and see that we stand forth the fulfillment of the law, and command and compel the perfection of the mighty I Am presence to blaze the victory of the cosmic Christ until its light blazes everywhere and all that is of the shadows has ceased to exist forever. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to the beloved mighty I Am presence and beloved Kuan Yin and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever gives the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding flame that sets the earth forever free from all that is of the human and moves into outer action beloved Saint Germain's immortal authority of cosmic Christ freedom to the earth in full conscious command. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Keep them supplied with every good thing, fulfilling the divine plan in the ascended master's way, and see none ever lack for any good thing, or ever know pain or distress or limitation again, never again, so long as eternity lasts. We ask this with all the love at our command, that those who have faced the light may now be held within its radiant splendor and be supplied with every good thing to the fulfillment of the divine plan everywhere for all eternity. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all activities of the sacred fire necessary, and all beings from the ascended master's octave and the great cosmic realms of activity that are required to move into America, that which dissolves and consumes all that has dishonored God, and blaze America's light until not one shadow remains for any reason whatsoever.